you only have this much time and you have this many things to do, it's hard to really focus on one thing and just really do that thing well and understand like all the details of doing that to do the thing well. And to me, like shifting that focus is a little bit xiaomang. Like it's hard to find a focus.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Between Here and There, a podcast about international students navigating their way through the pandemic, sharing their stories and struggles when life doesn't go according to plan. Our guest today is Laurent Xia. Laurent is a senior at UC Berkeley, majoring in molecular biochemistry. He moved back to Taiwan in March because of the pandemic and has been on Zoom classes since. Being back in Taiwan has been, as he describes it, a dichotomous bipolar experience filled with both good things and bad. In this podcast, he's going to share his story and how he's been dealing with some of the struggles that he has been experiencing. We would like to thank our season one sponsor, Thai Town Cuisine, Wa Cheng Thai Guo Liao Li. They are Taiwan's number one and biggest chain of Thai restaurants, a taste that you never get tired of. And now, please enjoy our talk with Laurent Xia.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi, how are you?
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So tell me what's filling up your time right now.
So school mostly and job, like interning at a lab and tutoring and just, you know, filling up my time. Well, my thoughts, I guess. A lot of my own thoughts, you know. And just, you know, 有点感觉在瞎忙。
感觉在瞎忙。 Well, you are a senior now, right? And in a pretty difficult field I'm not a biochem major and I can't understand anything about, I mean, I have some friends who were biochem majors and I just saw them really, really struggling with a lot of the materials. I mean, it's not easy. You really have to be very focused and put a lot of brain power into it. And now your school is on the West Coast, right? And so when did you come back here to Taiwan?
So I came back in mid-March. I actually came back the day, like, before they shut, like, Taiwan down from, like, foreigners. Because, oh, here's the thing. I don't have a Taiwanese passport. I am purely on U.S. passport. But I grew up in Taiwan, so my parents didn't want me to get a Taiwanese passport because they didn't want me to go to military. So there's that. So I'm kind of stuck with only a U.S. passport. So I came back the day before they like require like foreigners to be on quarantine. So the day before that happened, I came back. So I wasn't really on quarantine, but my mom like kept me in anyways. So
right.
Yeah. So I was basically home for 14 days. I go out sometimes to like, you know, just like get fresh air.
Did they say, Laurent, get back here ASAP?
Oh, definitely. Oh,
they were the ones who told you to come back. Or
well,
did
no,
you
no.
want to come back?
I wanted to come back.
You
want
to come back.
My mom were like, are you sure you want to come back?
Oh, okay.
And then so I was like, yeah, I'm sure I want to go back. Because like, because school went online. And there was no point in like staying there if school is going to be online. I'm just going to be indoors the whole time, right? So I was like, oh, I might as well go back and I can at least like be home. I can, you know, eat cheap, good food and not eat bad of expensive food, which is like everywhere in the States, right? And yeah, so I was like, oh, I want to go back. My mom's like, oh, you sure you want to go back? I was like, I'm pretty sure I want to go back. And then I bought a ticket and then I went back. I came back. So there's that.
So it's because you already saw that that everything was going online. So there was no real point in staying, right?
Yes.
As far as education is concerned.
Exactly.
And then you're looking at the quality of your life and you think, all right, I can have a better, at least quality of food by coming back here.
Yeah, definitely.
And so you got on a plane, you came back here right before the gate closed.
Exactly, yeah.
All right. So
it's kind of lucky.
How do you feel about your decision so far?
Well, it's a little bit of a love and hate kind of relationship between me and this decision.
Well, 怎么说?
It's kind of like I said before, like there's reasons to be happy to be here and there are reasons to like not be happy to be here, but there are also reasons to be in the States and there are reasons to not be in the state. And it was just like a constant kind of like struggle between like, you know, the good and the bad of the both of being in both places, you know. And
so tell me I feel like right now we're whipping out the notepad and drawing the line down the middle with the pros and cons right here. But give me some of the pros and cons of both so we understand.
So, well, where should I start from? Like, do I start from?
Are you a glass empty or a glass full kind of guy?
Well, that depends on the day.
On the hour of sleep, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. On the hour of sleep too, on the mental state of each day, I guess. So yeah, so anyways, I guess being in Taiwan, like the pros definitely, it's very obvious, like, well, we're free to roam around, we're free to go to restaurants, we're free to hang out with our friends, we're free to go wherever we want, right? And that's great, that's like a privilege, and I feel like we really need to like recognize that, well, a lot of people in the world right now doesn't have that privilege.
Yes.
Yeah, and definitely, yeah, that's very good. And also, like, the food, 100%, we didn't need to mention that. Very cheap, very good. Mm-hmm. Like, you just don't get that in the States, you know? Like, very expensive, and, you know, it's edible, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. And plus, like, if you can get it, because so many restaurants right now, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, exactly. That, right? That's true.
Yeah.
And so definitely, like, and just being able to, like, have the comfort of being home and being cared for, I guess, like, kind of like your parents are, like, always watching out for you, always, like, taking you places and, like, giving you money. Like, that, like, I'm not even going to lie. Like, right? Like,
yeah, of course. And, of course, that's good.
Yeah, like, that is good and bad, I guess, at the same time. Because... like, I feel like, so the bad, like, going to the bad, like, those are the good things. And going to the bad, it's kind of like, you kind of get used to this comfort level. And just being at home and being cared for, it's kind of like, your mindset kind of, like, returns to, like, when you were a teenager, you know? And to me, like, I at least I'm kind of conscious of it. To me, it's kind of a bad thing. Because I feel like, you know, growing up and going to college and like going out into the society is kind of about like just like experiencing new things, experiencing things that you're like uncomfortable with and you're not very like sure of. And that's how you like grow. And that's how you like just really become an adult, I guess.
Well, Asian parents, right? I think a lot of Asian households have this view with their children where it's like, if you're living at home, we're going to make your life as comfortable as possible so that you can focus on the things that is better for your future that might be kind of uncomfortable, right? Such as the studying, the late nights. But it sounds to me, Lauren, like you have found a way to keep yourself very, very, very much occupied during this whole period of time. It's I'm hearing about internships. I'm hearing about jobs, right? And you say right now you're not getting much sleep. Is that all because of? I mean, what is that mostly because of? Because of things that your parents expect you to do, or the things that you have put yourself into?
Well, it's mostly myself, and not so much my parents. Like my parents are appreciating a lot. Like they don't. They're not like tiger parents as per se, and they're more like just a 放手, 让你去做你想要做的事情, and I'm very appreciative of that.
Yeah.
And like I think the stuff that I'm doing mostly comes from like expectations for myself, but I wouldn't say it's all expectations for myself. It's also like, who am I gonna lie to, right? It's also like pressure from people around me, right? Just like my peers like doing things that I think are like, oh, I should be doing those things, or I should like match them. You know, there's like also what? That kind of pressure. Just like people getting internship, people getting jobs, people graduating early, like people really securing like a career path. Like that's all pressure from other people that I feel, and I kind of feel like I need to go and do something to match that. It's just kind of this like, I don't want to say toxic, but it's kind of toxic. Like,
There is some competition here.
Yeah, there is definitely some competition, like especially like just like at this age and that's this point in life. It's just very you want to do as much as possible and you want to do like the most that you can.
So that's phrase that I heard you just drop right in the beginning there, where you said you're kind of xiamang right now. Mm-hmm. And what you just said right there with some of your friends that, you know, that seems to be doing quite well. Do you think they're also xiamang?
Well, I think it depends on perspective. I think to me, doing a lot of different things and like, just because I want to do a lot of different things, right? I want to have an internship. I want to do tutoring. I want to be at school. I want to like do sports. I want to learn new things. And like when time, you only have this much time and you have this many things to do, it's kind of just like you're shifting your focus every now and then. Like you're doing this and then you're doing that. And then you're doing another thing and then you're doing another thing. It's kind of just like you're, to me at least, my perspective is it's hard to really focus on one thing and just really do that thing well and understand like all the details of doing that to do the thing well. And to me, like shifting that focus, it's a little bit xiamang. Like it's hard to find a focus. And I guess that's something I struggle with. But honestly, for a lot of people, I think like people that are different from myself, they have the ability to like just really focus on the task at hand and really just like follow through with it because they're tunnel vision is not a good word for it, but they're very like just very.
You see that.
Yeah, they see the goal and they're just going in a straight line. But I feel like I'm going on different paths and like different 捷径 and not 捷径. A 捷径 is like a shortcut, right? Uh-huh. Different like.
Right.
What is the different word for paths. It? Yeah, different paths. And I just want to like do different things, explore different options. But at the same time, the side effect of that is like xiaomang, I guess. I feel like I'm xiaomang.
You know what? And that's why we want to do this podcast. Because I'm sure that to a lot of your peers, you're probably one of those people that seems to be really well put together and have all your ducks in order.
I don't feel that way, actually.
Well, you know what? Nobody who feels like they're xiaomang feels that way. But, you know, the world looks different to everyone. You know, we have our experience. I mean, experience is all subjective, right? But then we always look at people who are very well composed. And from what I see right here, I mean, you got this internship. Tell us about your internship, which sounds very, very serious. Well, can you give us like a one sentence, something that we lay people can actually understand?
Oh, okay. So it's, I edit DNA to make cool things.
That's pretty cool. I can understand that. You edit DNA to make cool things. Somehow I'm thinking of like a bunch of Tamagotchi or like, you know, like some you're going to make some like Pikachus or something like that. Like crazy new forms of life or is...
I'm not making any form of life. So I don't know if any biology people here, but like DNA is used to make protein, right?
Okay.
And protein is like the basis of a lot of like things in life, like your food, medicine, like your hair is protein. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of things are protein based and it can do a lot of things. Mm. So I'm editing a DNA to make new proteins to perform new new functions and new like...
What is this new function?
Oh, specifically?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, one of the projects is... spider silk is protein, right?
Yeah.
So they're trying to commercialize production of spider silk because it's very tough.
It's tougher than steel.
Yeah, it's tougher than steel. It's tougher than Kevlar. So they're trying to make like a replacement for a lot of fabric and like Kevlar. And like that's one of the projects that my lab is working on and that I'm part of. And that's very cool to me. Like,
wow.
Yeah.
So you're editing DNA to try to make artificial or actually natural.
Well, yeah. I guess it's artificial. Yeah. Yeah,
like spider silk.
Uh huh.
How cool is that? Doesn't that sound cool? It's so cool. I have to put like a canned sound effect right here of coolness. That's so cool. That's so exciting. And actually, I could hear the excitement in your voice when you're talking about something like this. And, you know, I'm sorry. I don't know about you, Charlotte, but when I hear about some, you know, some biochem major who is editing DNA.
Yeah. I wouldn't say 他们在瞎忙.
Right, right. 瞎忙 would probably be the last thing that I would think of. However, that is your feeling. So guide us through that feeling. What gives you that feeling? What's a typical day for Laurent like?
So, sure. If you're talking about lab, I say I feel like a little bit of a shaman because, like, honestly, when I put it into a sentence, or when I put, like, the goal of the project into a sentence, it sounds very pretty. It sounds like, oh, wow, that's cool. You're doing this to do this. Like, there's a starting point and there's a ending point. Like, right. There's a goal. But, like, what about everything in between? Like, those, like, nitty-gritties, those little details, like, you have to get through those, like, checkpoints before you can get somewhere.
Right.
And, like, just, like, being, like, let's say, like, being stuck in, like, a repetitive process of failing and then doing it again, failing and doing it again, that's kind of just, like, you're stuck, right? You can't get to where you want to be. Mm-hmm. Not even just for, like, the project, also because, like, doing a lot of things are like that. Like, life is like that, and it's just, like, you often feel lost in transition, kind of. Like, you feel lost
in,
like,
little moments. Steps.
Yeah. Just, like, you can't get past it. And it's really, like, frustrating. And when you can't get past the checkpoint, you feel like you forget that your goal is this. And
what percentage of your life would you say, of your daily life, would you say is made up of those little transition points?
Well, I am in the transition phase. So I think it's very important to remind yourself, like, this is where you want to be and this is what you want to do. And, like, when you remind yourself of the goal, it's kind of a motivation, you know, for you to keep doing the things that you're doing, no matter how many times you fail or how many times you, like, can't get past that point.
Keep your eyes on the prize, as this saying goes.
Yeah, exactly.
How do you do that to motivate yourself? Is there some tip that you can give us?
Well, like, you know, 我觉得我讲的跟我做的是有误差的。 你懂吗？就是我讲的很好听，可是其实我做的其实就是我没有 like I can't really tell you that I'm doing this to keep myself motivated because at points I'm not.
Right.
Yeah.
But so, what has perhaps worked for you? Maybe even once or twice. Something that you would like to, that you see promising, or you would like to do more of.
Yeah. So. And I don't know, like, passion is a weird thing. Like, you can't really explain it. Like, and I can't say I really know what my passion is, but one of them is definitely doing research. I feel like research is a very, very, I don't know the word for it. It's a very meaningful thing, like, to contribute to, like, when people say, like, technology advances, like, it doesn't just happen overnight. You can't just be like, oh, I made this new thing and it's better than everything else. It's kind of like you, in small steps, you do research, you publish a paper, you contribute to information.
It's cumulative.
Yeah, it's cumulative, exactly. And that's something that is, like, very, well, kind of cringe, but very beautiful to me. And that's one of my passions. Mm-hmm. And I kind of just, like, I just have to remind myself that, oh, this is meaningful. This is what I want to do. And that kind of just works for me. Mm-hmm. And that keeps me doing what I'm doing.
So there is the what we see on the outside, which is someone making a big discovery, and we see people doing big things. But real advancement comes from all those little steps. And a lot of the little steps can actually be sometimes quite mundane or seemingly insignificant, but they do add up to something. Mm-hmm. And it seems like you do have to make an effort to remind yourself of that, of the significance of all those little daily moments.
Exactly.
So let's go to the significance of your Zoom classes.
Oh, okay.
Do you hold classes by, you have classes by Zoom or is some?
Yeah, I have classes by Zoom, yeah.
Yeah? How is that going right now?
Well, it's kind of hard, actually. I'm not a very organized person. Like, I am not organized at all. So, like, just being, going to classes on Zoom is different from going in person, right? Going in person, you have a set schedule, you go to class, they tell you stuff, right?
Right.
And then going to Zoom classes, you kind of have to, like, because you also have your life, right? Because not going to school means you have something extra. You have something outside of school that you want to, or you should be, or I wouldn't say should be, like, let's say, like, internship, like, tutoring, like, any sort of jobs, like, that's you're kind of doing that as an extra thing because you're not in school.
Mm-hmm.
And you just have to like kind of just like include everything and form like a schedule that maybe not a like maybe like a routine schedule that you need to like follow every day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been kind of hard for me because, well, I'm not very organized. And
what would you say is not organized, or just because the way the class is scheduled doesn't fall into a regular time period? I mean, when are your classes?
They're on the regular day, like on the weekdays, it's anywhere from 12 a.m. to 8 a.m.
So pretty much you're having Zoom classes when other people are clubbing.
Basically, yeah, you can say that. But some classes are synchronous and other are asynchronous, meaning they're
okay.
You have to go to them at the time slot, and others are recorded.
About what percentage?
For me, it's around 50-50.
50-50.
Or actually 60-40. 60 I have to go to, and 40 is recorded.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, people say that clubbing is fun, except if you have to do it every day. And so, you know, Zoom classes from 12 to 8 a.m., it sounds like, wow, it's something really for night owls. And if you don't have it all the time or consistently every day, I mean, are you able to show up for all of your synchronous classes here?
I've been getting better at it, actually. Yeah. So it's a challenge, but...
Thanks for being real on that.
Yeah, for sure. I try to take a nap in between classes, and, you know, last week it happened once. I took a nap and I woke up and it was 9 a.m. So I missed my class completely. And so there's that. And then I did that once before, like the first week of school. And well, I would say I'm nocturnal. I'd say I'm pretty good at staying up at night.
Yeah.
And yeah. Because,
how do professors or how do the people, your instructors, know if you're really online or not? I mean, if you're really in front of your computer, if you're really paying attention.
Well, I guess they don't.
Okay.
Unless you have...
So what's keeping you from just, you know, just checking in and then going to bed?
Well, yeah. So like I said, So the classes I have to go to, they're kind of discussion-based.
Okay.
So like you kind of have to participate at some point in the class, right? So I'm just like... kind of sitting down, like zoning out. And then when it's time to discuss, I kind of just like bring myself back into reality and just like, you know, talk about what I have to talk about. And then like shift back into like kind of like a drowsy, like not sure what's going on mode. And that's basically like a routine for me.
Wow. So usually from 12 to 8, you're in somewhere in like deep alpha and just snap out of it every once in a while. And how about for biochem, it really seems like there's a lot of lab work, right? Or there should be a lot of lab work that usually you would do that in if you're in university, you go to some million-dollar lab to do this. How do you replace that?
So it's actually funny. Like for my lab class, I have one lab class. It's a molecular biology lab class.
Uh-huh.
And they use this program. It's kind of like, it's called Labster. It's this virtual lab thing that you kind of just do it on your browser, and you click the pipette, you click chemicals, and you just do it on the computer. And honestly, like I would say, the program is pretty well made.
Okay.
It's a very good experience if you never had a lab experience before and you're just starting to like get to know everything. And it's a cool experience, I feel like, if you haven't really been in a lab.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of college students and a lot of high school students, like, I feel like it would be really good for them.
Mm.
Yeah. But it kind of takes away like the experimental part, like the trial and error part of the experimentation.
Okay.
And that's kind of takes away the fun from it. But I would say like the things you learn on it is pretty essential for like having a basic knowledge of what's going on as a biochem major, I guess.
So you can't exactly just be like, what will happen if I just drop the beaker right here?
Oh, yeah, like, yeah, right. Exactly.
I mean, your range of errors are all probably pre-programmed from what it sounds like. So the right answer is pre-programmed, as well as the range of acceptable errors are all pre-programmed. Mm-hmm. It is your job to sort of go through the motions mm-hmm. to get to what that is.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the experience of the Labster.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah.
So then it really seems like, do you feel like because of COVID, because everything is happening right now, your education, how would you rate the level of education for you right now and what you're going through?
How would I rate the level of
in terms of your college experience? You've gone through 3 years so far of your...
I think I have a pretty radical view on education.
Hit us with it. Oh, radical view. All right. We love it.
You guys don't hate me for it. Don't hate me for it. I feel like college is hindering in a sense.
How so?
Education, I feel like it's necessary, but hindering at the same time. Mm. I learned a lot of things that I want to learn about. I learned a lot of things that I'm passionate about and I want to know more of. But at the same time, I also learned a bunch of things that is completely like useless and like, I don't know why I'm learning this. Mm. So I don't know. I feel like a lot of times when I'm in college, like throughout these 3-4 years, I feel like I could be doing something more meaningful, but I'm not. Mm-hmm. And it's because of college.
Are you talking about courses that are perhaps requirements, but they're not essential to what you wanted to learn?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Okay. And just like the whole experience of college, like, to me, it's hindering in a sense. I feel like a lot of people have different experiences in college. Some people have great experiences. They think they learned a lot. They think, oh, I'm doing something very meaningful. Mm-hmm. And that's great for them. But like to me, it's a little bit hindering in a sense that I feel like I could be doing research. I could be doing service. I could be doing so many more things rather than being in a school. Mm. But here's, I think I came to understand that school is necessary for you to get where you want to be, right? So
in what sense?
So like a college education, right? Like just
a degree,
experience, you know, the experience of being on your own, the experience of learning how to learn. It's all necessary for you to like grow as a person and to really be where you want to be in the future. Mm. And I came to realize that, but at first I felt like college was very useless. Mm. Like that was me the first 2 years of college. I was like, what am I doing here?
Did you want it to, were you like a full on biochem major in your first 2 years?
Well,
you knew what you wanted to do?
Well, yeah, I knew I always wanted to do bio, right? But first 2 years kind of not very biochem related. It's not very like, you're taking all the courses that you need to take in order to be the major you want to be. So you're taking like general physics, mm-hmm. chemistry, like math.
Yeah, language like requirements.
Yeah, exactly.
Like
exactly. Mm. And so I was kind of lost. I'm like, what am I doing here? Like, I could have been doing so much more. Yeah.
But how about for someone who maybe went into college not really quite sure what they wanted to do? Do you think that experience of learning a little bit this and that here and there might actually help them?
Yeah, exactly. I think, so it's a different experience for everyone, right? So maybe like he took a bio class, he took a chemistry class, he took an econ class, business class, and he or she figured out, this is where I want to do and this is what I'm passionate about. And I feel like that's great. Mm-hmm. And so it's a different experience for everyone. And I think one thing I realized is like there's also always a 误差 between your expectation of like what you're going to learn and you're going to do and then what you're actually doing.
Right.
So like maybe you feel like, oh, you're going to change the world, but you're actually taking a college calculus class, you know.
You go into college wanting to change the world.
Yeah, sure.
And you end up in calculus class.
Yeah, exactly. And that, I admit, a lot of times it feels very pointless, you know. And I guess that's something.
Well, you know where I also hear 误差 from what you're just saying right here. You said college might be, you also see the necessity or the value of college for two things. One is the experience of living on your own, and the other is for learning how to learn, right? So now you're living back at home, and you're taking classes on a virtual lab that where the answers are kind of preset for you. So how that gets back to my question, how is college going for you now here?
In right now?
Yeah.
How's college going? Well, it's, I would say it's okay. Like,
oh,
it's, it kind of feels like an obligation, but I mean, it is an obligation, right? It's kind of like an obligation to not only to yourself, but also to your parents, also to your future, right? So this is something you know you need to go through before you can do anything else. Like,
yeah.
Be the person that you want to be.
Right.
And that's pretty important to, like, realize, I guess. And I've come to realize, well, kind of slow, but I've came to realize that. And, yeah, so I'm learning, but at the same time, it feels like an obligation. And,
yeah.
But I know I need to get through this, so I'm going to get through it.
You know, Lauren, it really sounds like there's several forces at the same time going on in your head. Right. I mean, you talk about obligation. You talk about the necessary steps to complete something, and you see that as well. But then, when you're also driven, and you also see friends around you who seem to be, you know, making quite significant advances in their career or whatnot, that you also feel that drive. Like, oh, can I just sort of skip some steps and get to it? And not have to go through all the little things. How do you think you can bring yourself to be more at peace with the new normal here?
Yeah, so I guess, like, as you mean, like, keep myself grounded, I guess, to go through the necessary steps to, like, you know.
However you want to describe it.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Well, that's a hard one, actually, because I'm not.
Okay.
It's hard.
Thanks for keeping it real as well.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, it's hard. It's definitely just I'd say, like, establish a routine, but that's false, cuz I don't think a routine, for me at least, it doesn't really work.
It doesn't work. Why not?
Yeah, because I feel like to some people, a routine is kind of like it helps them focus on what they need to do every day,
right?
But to me, a routine is repetitive, and it's like very, it's stopping me from being creative. It's stopping me from exploring new things. And I feel like a routine doesn't really work for me, but
the man who wants to make spider silk cannot do it in a routine. You don't make spider silk from routine.
I've like, during this break, actually, I've experienced, like, routine, and I just feel like I kind of lose purpose. I'm like, what am I doing? Yeah. So it's kind of like a routine, but with new things. So I feel like, to me, to keep myself grounded, so a routine is definitely important, because you have to know what you're doing, right? If you have all these stuff going on in your life,
right?
But also, like, I want to do new things, so I try to, here and there, I add new things into my life. I, like, try to play a new sport, or I try to learn a new thing. Like, let's say, for example, like, a new sport, like, I've been trying to play volleyball recently, started playing volleyball recently, and learning new things. Like, I want to learn how to CAD. I don't know, like, it kind of like graphic
CAD,
design.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Computer system design.
And also, like, just the music too, like piano and stuff like that. Just like here and there are new things. And that actually, like, kind of motivates me to do the things that I'm doing, and also add, like, new sparks and new excitement in my life. And I feel like that's what works for me to keep myself grounded.
Would you say you're a self-motivated learner?
Yes and no. Okay. Self-motivated learner. Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I guess self, if you're talking about learner,
As a learner, yeah.
I feel like if there's one thing that I see a lot of value in, is, like, learning new things, I guess.
So as a self-motivated learner, is there something, I mean, we talk about different fields of study as being disciplines, right? And there's definitely, I think, a lot of discipline that has to go into studying something like biochem. Is there something from your discipline that you can take away right now that perhaps you can tell us in helping us to become better at learning, for example?
Mm-hmm. I think, so let's say like zero is on the left and then like 100 is on the right, right? So this okay. is everything I need to learn in mm-hmm. life or in, let's say, was shortened down to biochem.
In a field.
In a field, yes, right. in a discipline.
Yeah.
And then I feel like to really like keep yourself motivated and wanting to learn more, you have to understand like there's not just like a vertical, there's not just a horizontal, like this is what you need to learn. There's also like a vertical. So there's depths to everything that you're learning. And it's not limited. So I feel like every single thing, there is depth to it. So there's more details in a simple thing that you think, oh, this is not just this. There's also this. It goes way deeper. And like there's endless amount of things that you can learn and more about.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like that's, to me at least, that's very exciting. Like this thing is not just this. There's way more underneath that is covered that you don't really see.
Yeah.
And that's what keeps myself motivated to learn about like the things that I'm learning about.
There's always a more, just a 可以挖掘.
对, yeah. Right. Yeah. There's more always stuff deeper, to, yeah.
Yeah. You can always go deeper. Well, I think that's a pretty good theme to be ending our episode on. That there's always more that you can get out of everything that you're doing and more out of the life, right? Even though right now you might feel kind of like xiamang. But are you confident? Are you confident that it will fall into place? That the xiamang is going to, the structure is going to somehow come out from all this?
I think, I don't know how to put it, but I hope, I definitely hope so.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like even if it's xiamang, I feel like as long as I'm learning new things, I'm learning new skills, I'm learning any sort of like technical skills, like social skills, like
right.
any sort of thing that I'm taking away from this like xiamang, then I'm fine with it. I see value in it.
Yeah.
And well, there's always things that I can do better, like maybe be more focused on one thing before I do another thing. And I feel like, you know, living is about, you know, seeing flaw in yourself and like being better and getting better. And that's always like what everyone can do to, you know, try to make the best out of what they have and what they're doing. Yeah.
How does this conversation make you feel about the xiamang that you have now?
Better, definitely better.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Because it really sounds like it's, it sounds like you're making great progress in a lot of stuff that you're doing. And even though I might not understand most of it, I believe that I will definitely hear when that day comes when we see the spider silk stronger than steel out in the news. So all the best to you, Lauren. And thanks very much for being on the show.
Thank you.
Between Here and There is produced by a group of college students and Soundshine, Xuanyan Wenchuang. Our host is Sean Liu Xuan. Producer, Charlotte Guo. Assistant producer, Summer Shen. Production assistant, Harper Chang. Music by Spark Wu. And our production team is Laurent Xia, Guo Chen, and Serena Chen. We are always looking for cool people to work with. So if you like what we do and want to get involved in any way, whether it's in referring guests, production, or helping us get the word out, please contact us via our Insta account, BTWN Here There. That is BTWNHERETHERE. Between Here and There, until next time.